The recent passing of Midland-born David Onley has been a time to reminisce on the former lieutenant governor's impact on the lives of local residents as well as Ontarians everywhere. With local municipalities lowering their flags in Onley's honor, former Midland Mayor Stuart Strathern remembered Onley fondly, calling him an inspiration, who served as a positive reflection of Midland and its can-do attitude. Midland has David Onley Park, which he came to open, said Strathern, in recognition of his service to the people of Ontario and to the people of Canada and beyond in terms of championing accessibility, how people have ability as opposed to disability. The park, located at 475 Bayview Drive, was officially dedicated in June 2013 to honor and recognize Onley's achievements, in tribute to his efforts as a champion of disability issues. I think it's pretty clear from watching the coverage about Onley in the last day or so that he was well respected across political lines, and he was certainly well respected amongst his peers in media, said Strathern. Onley, who used a motorized scooter after having polio as a child, was the first visibly disabled person to hold the position as Ontario's 28th lieutenant governor when he was appointed in 2007, remaining in the position for 7 years. His passing was announced Saturday evening through a statement from Lieutenant Gov. Elizabeth Dowdswell, the current holder of Ontario's vice-regal office and Onley's successor in the role. She provided no details about the timing or cause of his death but said he is survived by his wife Ruth Ann and 3 sons. He was 72. Fred Hacker, past president and past chairman of the board for the Midland Cultural Center as well as the host of the popular A Day in the Life series, shared memories of his time spent with Onley prior to him becoming a public persona as a television reporter and newscaster. I had immense respect for David. He was a gentleman in every sense of the word, said Hacker. He was caring, compassionate, dedicated to his many causes but primarily to his work to try and minimize the obstructions for the disabled population. He didn't live in Midland for very long, Hacker explained. He contracted polio as a youngster, so they had to move away by the mid-1950s to get him closer to medical treatment. Like most small towns, I think Midland benefits from having heroes, people from the community who did things on a larger stage, and he was certainly one of those. Hacker added that while not many in Midland may have known of Onley's roots in the community prior to the commemoration of the park, Onley was also an honorary member of the Midland Rotary Club. He has a wonderful wife, Hacker added. Ruth Ann is a very talented person in her own right and she has been just amazing in her support of David, because physically he has needed considerable help and support. It's a huge loss for her, and she is to be commended for the huge role she played in his life.